Hello everyone, it's so beautiful to have you again on Sunday Podcast with Susan Abeta. Yes, this is the first episode in the month of March, and it's so good to see the Palm Sunday. It's Palm Sunday, and today, okay, so the last week, pre-entry this week was a bit long, very stressful, dramatic one, and I had to prepare myself to be in God's presence, because thou shalt not don't forsake the assembly of others together. Since I was getting ready for church, I was praying in my heart that God will send my own word to me. God will give me my own word. And entering church this morning, I received my own word. Like my own word came to me. Yes, it will sit in every last. Yes. There's a shout of the King in my midst. There is that rejoicing. So regardless of what it is I'm going through, there's this joy. Yes, joy indeed is a feature. Oh my God, joy indeed is a feature. So I'll say happy Sunday to you. So today I was like, okay, God, what would you like to say to us? God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen and listen and pay full attention, for God has something to say. As we listen to what God has to say to us today, I ask that we enjoy light. We enjoy light. So the title for today's podcast will be, I don't have a husband. Yes, I don't have a husband. I'm single. I don't have a husband. Well, we're going to read it from John chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. It talks about the Samaritan woman and how she met Jesus at the well. And Jesus was like, okay, go and call your husband. Jesus told her, and come back. I don't have a husband, she answered. Jesus replied, you're right when you say you don't have a husband. Like in John, like I was okay. She was meeting Jesus, and Jesus could literally change her life over. Her life could take the quantum shift, the shift she has never imagined. She met with life himself, and just like some of us don't do when we actually meet life, we deny the reality. Like, so she met with Jesus, life himself, and when she asked him what for that water, he said she should go first and get the husband. Okay, go get your husband. Just the way some of our parents think our life does not start except we have an husband. So maybe there was a huge question about her being married. But for the first time in a long time, she chose to be honest with the reality. No, she could have pretended to be okay. She could have pretended to be married as much as staying with a man. She could have pretended to have it all in order. She could have pretended that every single thing was working. But for the first time in a long time, she admitted that, I don't have a husband. I don't. She admitted she does not have an husband. Yes, I've been with many different people, but this one is not even my husband. We're just living together. He is not mine. I am not his. I know that's actually a very deep thing for us to really understand, that, okay, there are actually issues in our life that we really have to admit. Jesus could give you life. Jesus could give you joy. He could give you peace. If he could give you that love that is exemplary of the way Christ loved the church. But there is one thing for us to receiving this kind of love. For us to receive this kind of love, we have to come to the reality that no more cover. No marks, just as I am, just the way I am. I'm taking away the marks, I'm taking away the shades, I'm taking away the covers, just the way I am. When you come to God just the way you are, I can bet you won't return the same. You can come the way you are. Yes, you can come the way you are, broken, battered, mistreated, used, abused. You can come the way you are. But I can assure you, you don't leave God the same way you came to Him. He's known to be the one who changes destiny for good. So that day, the Samaritan woman admitted, I don't have a husband. I need help. It's just I admit, Jesus, I need help and I need you to help me. I don't know what it is you're going through. You've masked for years. Or you feel I don't need therapy. Fine. I'm very fine. I'm okay. Everything is good. I am at peace. But you're at war. Admit it. Admit the state of things so that Jesus can help you. So that Jesus can help you. I imagine that time stopped for this woman. Like, she had 5 husbands and now she was living with a man to whom she wasn't married. She had made many mistakes, was loaded with guilt and shame, and had been mistreated. Some of us have been so mistreated, but we have stuck around like, oh, this just have to work. No! You don't have to max it up. You have been abused, you don't have to max it up. No covers. This is no time to max things up. This is time to come to Him just as you are. Just the way you are. She stopped pretending. She was no longer hiding her failures and hurts. And she decided to be honest. It's time you get honest with your life and the things that are happening. It's not a sign that you don't have faith. No. It's a sign that you really want to receive help. When things are not happening the way they should and we admit they are not happening the way they should, we should admit that we need help. And so that day, she met Jesus as the Messiah. The day Hagar admit that if there is no water, I'm going to die and this child is going to die. That was the day she met the God who says, when you come to God the way you are, you're going to meet the character of God that speaks to you. Though you're sick and famished, you can meet the God who hears. You've been unprovided for, you can meet the God who provides. But that day, the Samaritan woman met Jesus as the Messiah. God knows your past mistakes. He knows them, but He does not call you by them. He knows your failures, your weaknesses, your fears. The ones known to you and the one you've never uttered to anyone. Those guilt that are littered and scattered in your heart. He knows them. He's aware of them. But you know what? He does not call you by them. He calls you by His name. There is a name He calls you that doesn't choose your weaknesses, your mistakes, your fears. So why don't you take off the mask and live honestly before God? Why don't you ask Him for help? Why don't you ask Him for grace? Why don't you ask Him for strength? He alone can really help us, you know? So that's when you will break the bondages you're holding. That's when the guilt will be gone. That's when the fears will be taken care of. Because you know what? He loves us perfectly. And perfect love casts away all fears. Name those fears. Perfect love does what? It casts it away. So I don't know what is holding you back. I don't know what those failures, those hurts, those disappointments, and I've held you to the path for so long. It's time to remove the mask. You don't have the job. Say, I don't have the job. Then it would help you. I don't have a shelter. Then it will shelter you. You come to God just as you are, but I tell you, He doesn't leave you the same. He doesn't leave you the same. I know God has said something to you, so what don't you have? It may be a shameful thing not to have them at this point in your life, but admit you don't have them and live honestly before God. And that is when you would be able. No more cover, no mask, just as you are and just as I am. Just as I am. I know God has said something to you, so do the needful and pay full attention, for your life is going to change. So whatever you've been passing through before now, it's not your end. Admit what you don't have. Live honestly before God, and it will definitely, definitely without a doubt, come true for you. Father, thank you that you know everything about us. So there is no reason to hide our failures, our shames, our mistakes, our odds, our disappointments, our weaknesses, our fears, our misdeeds. We don't have to hide. Thank you that we can live our life without masks and covers and shields, because your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, we trust you to take care of our lives and guide us in your light. Lord, we trust you because as we come just as we are, we receive help, because your strength is made available for us. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I honestly believe you've been blessed by today's episode. And I know if you've been blessed, you will do one thing. You will share with your families and your friends. Particularly, know that your friend between the age of 20 to 30, struggling with life, purpose, relationship, share it with them. Encourage someone. We don't need that, Max. We don't need those cover-up. Just the way we are doing life, honestly. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again next Sunday. And same time, it's Sunday podcast with Susanna Better. Ooh, have a great week ahead of you. You just keep getting better.